Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Blair.
We are live, sir.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome, world, actually. And welcome to Straight Talk. This is Straight Talk with Ted Santos and Blair Nash. And we are here to bring you a show that's probably going to be so hot we may have to call the fire department. So I'm Ted Santos, and I always fly with a sidekick. Blair Nash, say hello to everyone.
What's good, everybody? Hope everyone has had a great week so far. Getting ready to start for another week, and thank you for tuning in.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for tuning in. And I said hello world, Blair, because, you know, I think some people may not know, we literally have listeners from around the world. I mean, Asia, Europe, South America, Canada. So we are all over the place. We have a lot of callers from the U.S. And if you think about it, relationships are universal. I think most people have very similar relationship challenges, regardless of the language they speak or the culture they have. So no matter what, you still have human beings, and regardless of your culture, there's only one human paradigm. So we have more in common than we think. So how are you today?
Doing well, man. Doing great. Had a great weekend, and everything is going well. You know, glad to see you back at 100% with your voice and all that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say 100%. Yeah, I'm good now.
Right.
So, what do you think of this topic, Blair? If women believe that all men cheat, why not just allow them to have a second woman? I mean, we're heating up on Facebook. There's been a lot of controversy. What do you think of this?
I'm just gonna be blunt about it. I'm just gonna come out punching. I think that most women, their ego really can't take the fact of having multiple women in a man's life or in their life in the relationship, and that's pretty much the basis of what it surrounds around. If you know anything about history, if you go back, you know, I mean, as I tell women all the time, and I don't want to get too deep on it, there's never really been a time in history where men have been 100% faithful. If you go back 50 years, you go back 100 years, if you go back 1,000 years, men have always, whether it be kind of okay and, you know, by society or kind of censored by other women, you know, men have always had additional women. It's just now that, you know, because of the times and the way society looks at it and kind of a lot of women's movements, it's frowned upon, but I don't think women's egos can really deal with it. So that's why they pretty much have an issue with it. And I'm going to go into some other things as well, but that's for me right now. So that's enough.
You know, I think they're, well, when I first posted it on Facebook, just looking at the comments, I want to say something, and I said it a few weeks ago, and maybe we have to keep saying it. People actually do not listen, even if you write it down. And when I say people don't listen, people are more interested in what their environment taught them, their family, their education, the media, the books they've read. And no matter what you say to them, if they believe what they learned is correct, it's hard for them to hear what you're saying. And they'd rather defend what they're saying. And the last time I used the example of a guy named Copernicus, who lived during a time when they believed the Earth was flat and the Earth was the center of the universe and all the planets, including the sun, went around the Earth. And he said, hey, I've done some calculations. That's inaccurate. All the planets go around the sun, and the Earth is not flat. And he was actually executed because they could not hear him. 40 years after he died, a guy named Galileo came along and said the same thing Copernicus said, and it took them a little while that they got to it, except Copernicus was executed because the church said it was heresy, and he was penalized for saying something that was not mainstream. So a lot of people will sometimes use the excuse to not listen, because they'll say, well, it's common sense. Everyone else knows it. And so when you offer another perspective, it's hard for people to hear. So one of the things, a few things that I saw on Facebook was like, oh, you're talking about men running the streets. There's nothing in there about men running the streets. It said, if you believe all men cheat, I've dated women who told me up front, I know all men cheat. It's not a matter of if, it's just when. And one woman told me before she gets married, if the guy doesn't cheat, she's going to set him up and pay a woman to entrap him. All right. So once you believe all men cheat, a few things happen. One is you're on the defense and you're going to protect yourself because you believe at some point this guy is going to hurt you. So you withhold a certain amount of love. You may withhold sex. You may withhold what you say to him and how you really feel. Or you may try not to feel anything. And then when the guy cheats or walks away, you say, see, I knew it. Except what's hard to see is you created an environment that was ripe for cheating because you refused to give the guy what he needed to be in a relationship. And maybe some people still can't hear that because they keep hearing running the streets. So what I say is, if you believe all men cheat, and you're going to accuse the guy of that, and you're going to treat him like he's a cheater, even though he hasn't, why not just let him have another woman? And and there are situations where that's happened. I think I was telling you, I read this article. They interviewed a woman. She said, she met this guy, and they were having sex every day, 7-8 times a day, like religiously, every day, 7 or 8 times a day. And they saw that they were sexually compatible, and they were compatible in so many other ways that they got married. And she said after a year of marriage, he was still laying it down 7 or 8 times a day. And she said she thought he would slow down. She said she was good for 3 or 4 a day. 7 or 8 was taking a toll on her body. So she put an ad in the paper and put an ad for another woman who could commit to having sex with her husband 3 or 4 times a day. And she's still married to her husband. The second woman supplements sex because the wife didn't want to lose her husband. And, you know, she kind of made a joke and said, well, it's pretty cool. She and I get along, and sometimes we go shopping together. Uh-huh. So that may be an extreme case, except, you know what? There are guys who have a much larger sex drive than their wife, and there's some guys who wives are completely withholding sex. And so if you're going to withhold sex, why not just let another woman take it? Or if you're going to accuse the guy and treat him like he's a cheater, Why not let it happen? Even participate, like the woman in the article did. You know, help him find a second woman and say, hey, look, we're gonna have, you and I have a man. I need to see all your health records. If you want to have a baby, my husband and I need to talk about it. I know this sounds wild, except people can't hear it because of what their environment has already taught them. Yet we look at the Mormons in the U.S. and we look at Muslims, and these kinds of things happen, and people can say, well, they've been brainwashed, and you could say here in the U.S. you've been brainwashed to be closed-minded to it.
So, right. Yeah, I think, you know, and to your point earlier, I think that there's a kind of a I don't want to call it a movement necessarily, but there's kind of a level of silence or censorship that kind of has that women kind of want to happen. Whenever the subject is broached about, you know, why, you know, do men cheat? Why do men cheat? What are the reasons they cheat? I mean, especially with me doing what I do, I get asked that all the time. Why are men the way they are? Why do they, you know, lead you into this belief that they make you feel so special? And, you know, they say that they want only you and all these other things. Why do men cheat? And I notice that when I tell women kind of like what are the reasons, what are the rationales, and, you know, men cheat for, you know, this reason, men cheat for that reason, when they hear that, then all of a sudden it's kind of like, oh, well, I don't really want to hear that answer. That answer doesn't sound good. So I think what has to happen is there has to be a level of transparency, a level of kind of understanding about kind of how men's psyche works, why they do what they do, et cetera. That's the only way we're going to get to anything. So real quick, let me, because somebody asked me the number. The call-in number is 323-642-1387. Again, 323-642-1387. So, you know, yeah, I just think that there is a there's just kind of an abundance of women out there who believe that as long as, you know, as long as kind of we don't really, you know, we kind of talk about it in a way that, you know, and I'll just say it, you know, the way I think about it, as long as women see them, as long as women see themselves in the end as a victim of some sorts, then I think that that's going to be okay for them. Instead of understanding, well, if men have been doing this damn near since the beginning of time, why do you think now it's going to change? Why do you believe that there's,
right.
Why? And this is what I mean. That's what I mean by I think that the idea of men being faithful and not cheating placates to women's egos because they want to believe that, yes, he, you know, not my man, not my Jerry, not my Sam. No, yeah, you're due too. And so this is where I think a lot of women get hurt, and it's like, well, your face is cracked, but if you understand that this is how men have been all along, why are you mad? So, yeah, we have a caller on the line. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, and sometimes it's not so cut and dry. I mean, so you're saying women really don't want to talk about it. Unless we can talk about it in a way that they get to be the victim or get to be right about the way it's supposed to be. And you know what the irony is, they all want Prince Charming, right? So they want to be Cinderella or Snow White. But what they don't get is the prince becomes the king, and kings often have more than one woman. So
Absolutely. It's kind of like the way I'll give it an illustration is, you know, you can look at the animal kingdom. How many times have you seen videos of an individual sitting there and they have maybe a lion or some other animal, a tiger or something, or a bear, and they sitting there and the trainer's got it up on a stool and, you know, there's another participant sitting there like just chilling and watching it. And it's like, oh, look at the thing. It's, oh, wow. And then all of a sudden the damn thing just attacks. And they're like, where did that go? I was like, you are sitting next to a tiger. What did you expect to happen?
Right.
So this is where I think, and I keep going and kind of regurgitating back to the fact that tell me a time in history where there's been any sort of precedence where men have not had multiple women. And I'll end on that.
Yeah, we really need men and women to call. And if a woman, you know, would be powerful if a woman had the courage, a woman who was the mistress or side chick, whatever you want to call it, it'd be interesting for her to call and give her perspective as to why she thinks the husband who she was, you know, the mistress for, why he felt the need to be with someone else. I think some of the reasons aren't always so cut and dry. Like, it just, what I said, if you believe all men cheat and you treat your husband as though he's going to cheat eventually, most likely you're going to withhold to protect yourself some level of affection that he needs, and he'll go somewhere else. There are more women than we care to know who withhold sex in marriage or ration it out. Remember the show we had and asked who wants sex more, men or women? And if we ask the women, if a man withheld sex or just didn't want to have it, they all wanted to divorce him, except as a man, we're a dog for wanting to do that. So guys usually stay, we'll just cheat. But a woman, that's kind of what is mind-boggling. Women actually value sex as much as we do.
Ted, do me a favor. There's a technical difficulty. If everyone could call back into the line, the same line, I don't know what's going on, but it looks like we're going to be kicked off here in a second. Just call right back in here in about 60 seconds, please. The show, we're having a technical difficulty issue. Thanks.